Have you been asking yourself, do I really need a PMP certification? Is it worth my time, my effort, and money? Would it really make a difference in my career? You know, I have a decade or more of experience of project management. I've never needed a PMP certification, so why should I even get one? Well, if you're asking these type of questions and more, you probably want to stay tuned to today's episode, because exactly what I'm going to do here is unpack today's episode. If you're new to the channel, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means it. I normally have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my mission, my job today is to unpack today's title, which is entitled, Do I Really Need a PMP Certification? No, really, do I? You mind if I share a story with you, family? You know, how this came about was somebody was asking me about do they need a PMP? They've had more than a decade or more of experience in project management, never needed it when it came to job interviews or even getting the actual job. I met with someone else that had 15 years of experience and et cetera, et cetera. I even met someone, a mentor, someone that had like a couple years, well, about three to four years of experience of project management. It was like, hey, do you think I should get the PMP? And my answer is never the same. And the reason why it's never the same, family, is because everybody is on their own particular trajectory. Now, I am biased because I'm a coach, I'm a mentor, an author. So because that is my thing, I'm going to always recommend that you get the PMP. It's sort of like, you know, how all of a sudden there's certain, I don't want to say all of a sudden, but there are IT roles where you don't need to have a bachelor's degree. I used to have a bachelor at minimum to even apply, to even get the opportunity. And so I think it's more to it than that. And when I've talked to people and I got to the root, not what they're trying to sell me, but, you know, like, oh, I got all this experience. Why do I need to go back and get this? It's because I truly believe that there's so many ways I can attack this, but I'm going to, I'm going to disrupt, right? Okay. As long as you know, I'm about to say some things to ruffle some people's feathers, but I really truly believe, and again, in my humble opinion, is subjective, is that once I got to the root of some of these people that had a lot of experience that really could, I mean, they would run circles around people leading projects. But some of it had to do with a concern. I'm not going to use the word fear, a concern of, okay, I got to put in all this time to study a test to prove that I know project management. Oh, well, what happens if I don't pass the test and then I have to, you know, retake the test? How much is that again? Been in my career for, you know, more than a decade, more than 15 years, more than 20 years. Why should I go get a PMP now? Never needed it before. Here's the other one. And you know, most of those guys that got their PMP, they're just paper PMPs anyway, versus the people that are actually doing the work. So as you hear all of these things I'm sharing with you, family, what do they sound like? I'll wait. You leave the comment below, and maybe I'll address it if someone says the thing that I'm thinking. I know you're not a mind reader, but what I'm trying to say, family, is that the PMP is not for everyone. It's not for everyone, period. It's just hard for me as someone that, you know, loves this thing that I hope you fall in love with, that I fell in love with, called project management. Why wouldn't you want to get your certification? There's a lady, her name is Vicky. Shout out to you, Vicky. I don't know if you are watching today, but 70 plus years old and went and got her PMP. And I know people say, oh, this is just marketing about the PMP and you know, they're just trying to sell you more. But one thing people, when they always go down that route, I always say this. I say, well, one thing about the PMP, to maintain, to sustain, to keep your PMP current, you have to have 60 PDUs. What are those? Professional Development Units. So that means you have to be continuously learning. And so a lot of times, you know, I'm not going to lie, the on-the-job training is definitely more in depth versus, and when I say on the job training, I'm not talking about someone handing you a book and saying these are the processes and procedures, or go to our organizational process assets, blah, blah. No, I'm talking about actually leading a project and going through the twists and turns, that to me is truly on the job training, because you're learning in the instant. You're having to make adjustments and adapt. And so a lot of times what ends up happening, family, is that people, they're like, well, again, why do I even need this? This is not beneficial to my career. And so I'm going to go into my 8 points. I apologize for the long monologue, but I really want you to understand how important it is. There is no right answer here. And the only reason why I say that is because a lot of times people make a decision that I'm already too far ahead in my career. Why would I even need to go ahead and get my PMP? But my buddy Vicky went and got her PMP at 70 some odd years old. That is amazing. I guess for me, and again, it's a biased approach, but today's episode, I'm going to do my very best not to be biased about the reason why. I'm going to give you some thoughts and then I'll allow you to make the decision. Because at the end of the day, you know, people look at how much something costs, but they're not looking at the cost. They're equating the cost monetarily versus what is this going to cost me as far as having to study, having to sacrifice maybe my weekends, maybe before work, after work, during lunch. Am I willing to give all of that up for this particular certification? So let's get into my 8 points and then we'll move from there. Point number one, consider your geographical location. Listen, family, the demand for PMPs are really, it depends on where you're located at. Now, from an overall approach, PMPs are very high demand. However, it truly depends on the country, region, or city that you're in, because there's some countries that, I mean, they're huge on PMP. And then there's some that just may be only huge on Prince 2 or any of these other particular certifications. So see in your area, in your state, in your country, in your region, see, is PMP hot? See, is it even worth it? And see if it's a high demand for it, because that'll tell you everything. If it doesn't make sense based on your logic of saying, hey, I got so much time in this particular position, I don't know if it's worth it. Go do your homework. Go do your research on that particular piece. And I'm going to give you some points for you even to go dig deeper on. I want to be able to be the seed that you'll be able to use, that you can water and it can sprout to make sense for you. Because again, I'll state it again, the PMP is not for everybody. However, but if you sign up for this thing, I really truly believe it's not about the PMP. It's about the journey. We miss that a lot of times. We get caught up in that destiny. But the journey to getting your PMP, who you start becoming, how you have to start digesting the PMBOK and understanding it and digesting study material. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, I said I was going to try to keep my biases away. All right, point number two, consider your client's expectations. I remember there was a client we were working with, and he was like, listen, I want all of the people that are going to be working on this project, I want them to be PMP certified, period. I was like, okay, do we have a window? Like, because some of my team is not PMP certified. Would you be okay giving us time to get them PMP certified? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. I'll give you, you know, 4 to 6 months and we'll connect. But anyway, the point of it was, is that there are certain clients that will require that you have a PMP. They'll say, I don't care about all of that experience. Well, let me rephrase. They care about the experience, but they also want to see that you are honing your craft by going to go get your PMP. And again, it opens the door of opportunity for you. I've also been in a space where when it came to contracts, let's say we're looking at a RFP, a request for proposal, one of the things is that we have put in there, hey, we need people that have their PMPs or their CAPMs. And the reason why is because we wanted someone to be able to understand the lingo and talk the language, not saying someone with a whole bunch of experience couldn't, but it's easier to get into the door with a PMP or CAPM, and then they'll find out. Because one of the things I did mention, and I want to be crystal clear here, family, I talked about paper PMPs, and you'll hear that a lot. What is a paper PMP? Somebody that just went and got the knowledge and never applied it. that's it. They don't really lead projects. They lead around projects. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest because I know somebody. I'd rather hurt your feelings with the truth than somebody else telling you a lie. Anyway, family, let's move on to point number three. Assess your organizational project management maturity. This is key because if your organization project management is not mature, it may not make sense for you to get your PMP. You may want to evaluate your organization's overall project management maturity level and consider whether the PMP would help you in contributing to improving project management practices and outcomes. Again, family, that's one of those things where if it's not mature, you can't, I wouldn't even advise you going in there talking, PMBOK stuff because it may confuse the stakeholders. You have to meet people where they are and then bring them up with you. And so what I mean by that is being able, if you have to put a project schedule in an Excel document versus using a software tool like a MS Project or a, smart sheets, then that's what you have to do. You have to, again, meet them where they're at and then bring them up with you. And that's based on maturity. I mean, as the organization continues to get mature, they're going to want their project management team to be more, the formality to be more mature because they'll be able to go out and get more clients. All right, point number four, evaluate your project team's qualification. Listen, you may want to consider the certifications and qualifications held by your project team members and assessing whether the PMP will enhance their ability to lead and manage them effectively. Again, what I don't want to happen, because I know a lot of people will come on here and say, and I've been guilty of it too, so that's why I'm checking myself at the same time of saying that, yeah, you need to go get your PMP because that'll help you lead projects better. Well, that's not true. Because you can get your, I've seen PMPs that are horrible project managers. Like I wouldn't even let them lead me to tell me where the bathroom is, but I digress. Point I'm trying to make is, family, is that you can't just go get your PMP. You got to get the PMP and then apply the knowledge you got from it and experiment to see what works in the organization that you're actually in. Move on to point number five, assess your career aspirations. Listen, if I was hiring for a project manager, I have to be honest with you, I would be looking for one or two certifications. And it depends on what the years of experience is that I'm looking for this particular role. But I would want someone with a CAPM or a PMP. But again, not saying I wouldn't hire anyone that didn't have a lot of experience, but my question to that person, again, what I stated at the beginning is, why haven't you gotten your PMP? Like, this should be easy for you. You got 20 years in, you should be able to go and sit and just take the test. You don't even need the study guides. So I say all that to say, you want to be able to reflect on your long-term career aspirations and consider whether, again, the PMP aligns with your desired career path and progression. I know a lot of people make fun of me when I say, I hope that you fall in love with this thing called project management the way that I did, because I truly fell in love with the project management aspect of things because of the flexibility, because you're always, one day the project could be doing so amazing, and then the next day it's at risk. You may not lose funding. That excites me. And being able to, most important thing, which is a transferable skill, what I tell you, is being able to solve problems. When you're someone that raises your hand like, hey, I want to take a shot at solving this problem, it definitely helps you get better overall. And maybe you don't even want to do project management. Maybe you want to do it temporarily, and this is not something permanent for you. For me, this is my thing. This is what I do. This is, as they say, this is what I does. I really, truly am, and again, there's all different flavors of project management or being a project manager. There's not one way. So don't get caught up. Don't allow someone to box you in. Because I really, truly believe you could throw out all the tools, but it's the people. How good are you with basically having the ability to sell the people on the reason why they need to do something when they don't work for you? How can you do that? How can you be there for your stakeholders where they're frustrated instead of pushing them aside? You setting up a one-on-one and talking through, hey, what's going on? What's the issue? How can I help? And not just say, how can I help, and don't actually help, but actually be very transparent and be very, I'm using very really a lot, but seriously, family, be ensure that you have the ability to do, if someone asks and reaches out to you and really wants, needs your help, that you're there to support them. So again, if your aspiration is not to be in this thing called project management too long, then no, you don't need your PMP or your CAPM or your ACP, you don't, or PGMP, you don't need none of those. If this is just a temporary stop, but if this is a permanent stop, I recommend, and again, it's not for everyone, I recommend that you do get your PMP. Let's move on to six. Point number six, consider your project management methodology. Listen, there are certain, I haven't been to an organization that ran a methodology that I was like, ooh, what are y'all doing here? Now, I've been there where the process groups were a little bit different, but it's still aligned with achieving the same goal. So you want to evaluate if the PMP aligns with your project management methodology or framework predominantly used in your organization or industry. This is going to help you, family, because if you guys are not using a waterfall approach, a adaptive approach, if you're not using various frameworks and or mindsets, then yeah, PMP is probably not going to add any value to you. But what it does, again, is by studying the information and then going to apply it, is going to really give you an opportunity to understand it better. Point number seven, evaluate your project complexity. You know, really the PMP, and this again, subjective, my own opinion, is that, you know, the PMP was more around handling large and complex projects. Not saying small projects are not good or not, there is not, but it's really, that's what the whole point of it is. So being able to reflect on the complexity of the scale of your projects you typically manage is going to give you an idea if you're managing really small projects that is not a lot of complexity, it's not a lot of stakeholders, like you got one or two or three stakeholders, then it may not be worth it for you. But if you're handling projects where, you know, I think the biggest project I ever had was like, I had, I don't know, maybe 100 plus stakeholders, and you just have various meetings. But normally I have, my stakeholder group is anywhere from about 20 to 50, depending on what the actual project is. And when I say 20 to 50, meaning having separate meetings with different groups. So if you manage small projects again, and with small budgets under, you know, maybe under 50,000 or under 100K, again, PMP may not be a good fit for you. You know, I'm going to push it for you, but I know I'm just playing. PMP may not be a fit for you. Point number eight, advocate for project teams. Again, I'm going to say this over and over again till you guys get tired of me saying it. Even though, let me rephrase that. Evaluate your skill gaps. What the project, what the PMP does is from a more of a, I'll say more from a theory and book and just experiences from all the different project managers that, you know, because this is a global certification. You may want to assess your current project management skills and knowledge against the PMP. I recommend using the exam content outline to see and look at those different domains and identify any gaps or areas of improvement. But again, my caveat, and this would be the last time, my closing remarks. But again, you want to see if there's some gaps that you have, and maybe you don't go after the PMP. Maybe you study the PMBOK or study other guides, or, you know, pick up this book behind me called The Magnetic Project Manager by your boy ED. Let me give you my bonus and then I'll get into my closing remarks. Consider your project team's development needs. Listen, you want to be able to assess your responsibility in developing and managing your project team skills, knowledge, and performance, and consider whether a PMP would enhance your ability to lead and support your team's growth effectively. What am I saying there? I am saying that your ability to develop your team is going to be key by, like, reviewing Your project resource management, your tools, your techniques, and all of these things are covered in the PMP exam. And again, I recommend the exam content outline if you're thinking about taking this test. Here's my three closing remarks, and then this is it, family. Point number one, assess your organization's project management maturity. We talked about that, and what reason why I say that is because the organization may not be mature enough for you to come in and you talking about, yeah, so we're going to use this WBS and then we're going to crash the schedule. They're looking at you like, what? So again, it goes back to knowing your audience, knowing your organization. You may work in a smaller organization where all of those things are not required, but we know a project management plan is going to be required, and that doesn't mean all of the plans need to be in there. So again, family, understand where your organization is at, and then take them and bring them up with you by, you know, introducing small bits at a time once the team is getting familiar with the project management terminology, as well as how you lead a project. Point number two, assess your career aspirations. Like I said, I would recommend, this was, you know, this came to me, I'm just thinking about it right now. If you want to see if a PMP is worth it, what you should do is you should go into Indeed, type in PMP, like you're looking for a job, type in PMP, and see how many jobs come up on the first page. And then type in, do another one and just type in project management. And I think you might be able to put without a PMP and see what comes up. Listen, family, you really just have to do your homework to see if it's a fit. I could tell you, hey, you know what? You got 20 years of experience, you don't need a PMP. Hey, you got 3 years of experience, you don't need a PMP. But the market will make the decision if you need a PMP or not. And there's some opportunities where you, again, like I stated before, you won't need a PMP. All right, last and final, you see I'm passionate about when I start rambling like this, because I just don't, listen, family, before I get to point number three, I'm sorry, but I'm not. The reason why I'm so big on you going after your PMP, I'm not talking, I understand that you're wondering what value is it going to hold. But I challenge you and say, who are you going to become in the journey of getting your PMP? Because again, that PMP test is not an easy test. You can ask plenty of people, because if it was an easy test, why couldn't somebody with my experience, people who have more experience than me, just why wouldn't they just schedule their test and walk in and just sit and take the test? Because it's different. It's different, not different on an aspect of it's not project management, but what I'm saying, reason why it's different, is because a lot of that, those tools, techniques, how you use the PMBOK may be different than how you use it in the organization. You may be using it, but you don't really realize that you're using it because you're calling it something different. So I'm saying all that to say, the importance of you need to make the decision what's going to be right for you and your family. And here's my last and final point. Evaluate your project team's qualification. Again, consider if the qualifications consider what your team is striving for. See if it's a fit. If no one on the team has a PMP, see if you went and got a PMP, if it'll hold value, or maybe not. Again, it's up to you. You need to make the decision. But at the end of the day, my decision was to go and get my PMP, and I have no regrets. I don't look back, even through the trials and tribulations, to even get that PMP. So that's why I take getting your PMP very seriously, because of the aspect of how it can change you on your journey. It's not about you going to be a better project manager and leading projects. No, experience is going to be that driver. But what this PMP can do is help you understand from it can really help you create a vision and a drive to be a better project manager from a theory standpoint, and taking those theories and actually applying them in real life and making them more practical and pragmatic. Until next time, you know my slogan. I go by the name ED, and I appreciate you enjoying today's episode. I'm gone.